That is funny. I got denied. I asked ref. I stuck asylum in like a stranger's house. I was like, "Can I use your bathroom, sir?" And they're like, "What do you got to do?" Actually, no. It was we were playing basketball, and we gave my friend laxatives. And then while we're playing, we're all like elbowing him in the stomach and stuff. We actually called my friend. We had this weird phase where we were giving people laxatives when I was like in high school. And me and my cousin got laxatives and put them in chocolate milk and opened the. Did you ever talk about this? And we opened the chocolate milk up. And we brought chocolate milk to like four or five chocolate milks to my friends. And we each grabbed one that was good. We gave our one friend the one with laxative. Like, yo, Wawa just gave us free chocolate milk, dude. Let's drink up, play some basketball. So as he's drinking it, we're like, yeah, drink it up, man. Come on, cheers.
Cheers. Chug that.
So we get up and chug his chocolate milk.
You're a terrifying human.
So then we're playing basketball, and the whole time we get a rebound, and I'm like, whap, an elbow in his stomach. So we're all like hitting him. He's like, what the fuck's going on? And then he's like, oh my God, I got a shit. So he goes to this guy's house. He's like, can I use your bathroom? The guy's like, what do you got to do? And he goes, I got to do number two. And the guy goes, nope. I think he had to get picked up, and then he went home. He wasn't far from his house. But he... Dude, we did that. We gave girls laxative in high school.
Nice.
That was fantastic, dude.
It's like assault.
It is like assault.
I mean, not in high school. I didn't know.
True.
You know, we gave it. Yeah, I've talked about this.
Dude,
before.
I hope you get me too'd over
giving laxative,
roofying someone with the laxative.
We gave it. Oh man, that was horrible. It was mineral oil. I talked about this before.
No, I don't know. Did it to a lady?
In high school, we did it to a gang of ladies, dude. The three of them. We were drinking vodka at our house, and I would make shots, and then me and one of my boys would fucking, instead of shots, we would put mineral oil.
Oh my God.
So we fed this trio of chicks like four shots of mineral oil.
What happened?
Dude, so we went to the football, we went to the football game and followed them to like see what they would blow. So we went to the football game, and we were like, what the fuck? They're not shitting. We were like sitting there like, what's going on? And then we saw them leave, and we were like, oh, fuck, they're going to shit. So we followed them up to a Wendy's, and they had gone into a Wendy's, and we're blowing it out. We were knocking on the door like, where are you guys going? What's going on?
Damn, they suck refuge in a fucking Wendy's.
And then from the 202 Wendy's. And then my friend... My friend's like, yo, you guys are drunk. I got to drive you home, even though they weren't really drunk. So my friend drove him home and hit all the bumps. He's like, I swear one of them shit themselves.
He was hitting bumps on purpose.
He was doing construction, so he was going, bop, bop, bop. He's like, dude, I swear one of them shit.
Holy fuck.
It was fucked up, dude.
Damn, that friend is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. He's a fucking total beast.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. The more I'm, like, researching, like, behavioral disorders, my whole squad was conduct disorder, CD'd, anti-personality, antisocial. Dude, because the shit I'm hitting people with, that is, like, I have to give a presentation on conduct disorder, and I'm like, no. If I were to fucking even just tell people what I was up to as a youth, dude, this whole class would be, get out. You got to leave now.
Yeah.
But dude, in my head, I was like...
Dude, you tell me shit, and I'm like...
I thought
you gotta leave.
That made perfect sense to me. I was like, yeah, we'll slip him a little bit, because we did it to my friend.
I mean, that's hilarious.
We did it to my friend, and then my cousin wanted to get out of school, so he was like, I wonder what this is like, and he dragged laxative.
What do you think, he's gonna go home early because he had to shit?
He did it before school, so then he did it before school, so he could just like be in the bathroom shitting. So I told him, I'm like, dude,
you don't have to actually shit.
So I told him, I'm like, you could have just said you had diarrhea, and he was like, oh fuck. But he was like, well, I kind of want to see what it did, and he was like, he called my friend up and apologized. I'm like, dude, I didn't know how fucking bad that was.
Oh,
you drink
man.
A bunch of laxative, dude. Apparently, it's like you shit like a maniac.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You've definitely had laxative.
No,
really,
no.
Wow, I thought for sure.
I have pooped my pants in public, but not a laxative. You're just validating all my concerns about people.
Why?
Because that's the whole thing. I'm always like. I would sometimes get panicky if I left a drink.
Oh, for sure. Dude, I have a phobia of being poisoned. And it probably stems from all the horrible shit
from
that I've done.
Poisoning people.
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, I have, if I'm at Chipotle and I gotta go to the bathroom, I'll take my food with me and, like, take a piss and come back and put it back down.
Yeah, yeah.
I have my lax karma.
You bring your food into the bathroom?
Fuck yeah. I've started to not do it now. That's my big thing.
You can't do that.
I had to, bro. I thought someone was going to lax me back. I thought one of these fucking girls were going to come back and fucking mineral oil me up. They
definitely, you deserve it, but no, nobody's going to lax you.
Fuck, man. Fuck yeah. What you think about that, Gerben?
What's this? I mean, scary. Seizures are scary.
You strike me as a guy who could have seizures.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope you do. I hope you start getting them.
Well,
I hope not.
No, of course not. But, you know, you got health issues, right?
Yeah. But let's just hope that that's where they end.
Yeah. If you were going to seize, you'd have seized up by now.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's not going to kick in on you late, I don't think.
Yeah. I think they might kick in.
Well, you can. If you're like I think a lot of rappers are getting seizures. Lil Wayne had them, Rick Ross. I think if you started like consuming promethazine real heavy, you might be able to seize up.
What is promethazine?
It's a scissor. It's a purple drink.
Let's get some purple drink. Get some codeine, promethazine. In your fucking seltzer waters.
Pull up an 8. Yeah, you know what promethazine is?
No.
Codeine cough syrup.
Oh, okay.
That's prometh. That's syrup. That's when they're sipping on syrup.
Okay.
Pull up a foe.
All new to me.
That's 4 ounces of fucking syrup.
So they just sip on
NyQuil? You sip on... No, it's not NyQuil. It's promethazine and codeine.
Come on, dog. Come on,
NyQuil is... What's in that? Like DXM, dextromorphine?
You can't fucking dent them out and not know what syrup is.
True.
Yeah, no, I don't know what syrup is.
You don't even know syrup?
I'm not going to be... No.
I used to be deep in the syrup game, dude.
Were
when
you?
I was 19, I used to cop pints. Some guy told me you like mix it with Karo syrup and you can... That's how you know you get bad syrup. If you crack your fucking bottle of syrup... And it's all, like, sugar-crusted around the top. Someone cut your shit with Karo syrup. So I know you got bad scissor. I bought it once and tried to sell it. My friend just drank it all and drove his car into a hill. I was like, fuck, dude. I lost, like, $240.
That's sick. He drank it all.
I was like, dude, I'm going to hold this. I thought it was so funny that I had scissor up. And I was selling little shots of scissor up. So I was like, hold it at your house. And he just fucking downed like 8 ounces of
shit.
Damn,
he was selling scissor as a
young
man.
Yeah, when I was 19, yeah. And he fucking, he was
like Mike Jones.
Juice man, baby. Dude, he fucking, my friend was, I was like, dude, where are you at? I need my fucking scissor.
Damn.
No one was buying it.
Would you listen to Chopped and Screwed?
Oh, for sure. Dude, I drank it. I got fucked up.
Fuck.
I drank, dude, scissor up fucks you up.
I bet.
It's, well, you have to take like, if you take like a painkiller and drink scissor up, it fucking bucks you, dude.
What does it feel like?
If you take like a painkiller, I'm not advocating this first of all, but if you take like a painkiller, drink scissor up, you lay down and you feel like you're floating.
You can't feel your body, right?
No, you're like in and out of sleep. So like you're like laying there and you're kind of, I mean, you're basically dipping out. You're like half asleep, half awake, and you're just kind of like laying there, kind of like you're like an orb, just like. I didn't care for it, honestly.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you like taking a trip, man.
I like bugging out. Yeah, I'm not really into like, you know, I'm not trying to re-enter the womb, bro.
Yeah.
That's the choice you make every day. You wake up, you got the twin gremlins of anxiety and depression. I'm going for the unknown. People, more depressed types kind of hang back and just sort of like, meh.
Yeah, I go with the depressed guy. I try to black out on alcohol.
Nah, dude.
I try to numb everything. You try to fucking,
I want to know too much. It. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a big fucking,
I mean, that's why this yin and yang, dude.
Exactly.
That's why this podcast is
fall,
fucking
Gerbs?
Elite.
Oh, definitely the alcohol.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my
Gerbs
God.
Tries to numb the pain,
seeking
dude.
That's true. A fucking bad boy like that, dude.
Yeah. With this lifestyle? Come on, dude. You gotta forget those demons. You shit your pants playing kickball. You fucking...
Be back live, dude.
Yes.
Yo, so I've been reading this book, this audio book, all week. And it's all about... this like doctor who got really into like mushrooms and doing like mushroom and LSD research.
Michael Pollan.
Fuck, I forget his name. There's a couple of them, but I think that might be his name. It's called Changing Your Mind.
Yeah.
His book, dude. I want to do mushrooms so bad right now. So
really?
A total mushroom head right now, dude. The way they describe this shit is like they have centers where you go in. This is what they're trying to legalize. So they'll have a place where like. You're with a doctor. They got all your vitals and everything taken care of. So you're not, you know, you're in total medical hands. And then you're sitting there with a therapist. And then they give you like 7 grams of mushrooms or whatever. It's 5. But it's like a total like synthetic. So you don't get like sick or anything. They give it to you. And they just guide you through like a mystical experience. And it's like, I want to do this. It was like to the point where I was like, find me a fucking space. I'm going to open up one of these places, dude. But then I was like, I was like explaining to someone how I want to set it up. And they're like, yeah, you just need an apartment, dude. You can just do this in an apartment.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think you need a legal location because it's not legal.
Yeah, it would just be, I was like telling them, like, well, like, set up in like a warehouse. You can like sit in it and there'll be a couch and there'll be like a TV. And they're like, yeah, dude, you mean like an apartment? And people can just do mushrooms by themselves. And I was like, yeah, I want to be there, though. But yeah, so in my head, I'm like, dude, I want mushrooms so bad.
I want to do,
if I could sign up for one of those studies, I would, in a heartbeat. Yeah. That's like my only concern. It's like, are these, you know, if I'm health, the guy's like, yo, dude, you're reading fine, you're healthy. Some psychiatrist is like, yo, bro, let's talk about this. You're totally cool. Someone to talk me down, dude.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be a fucking blast.
That would. I need
that to become legal.
That would make.
I do it like once, twice a year.
That would make me like weed so much more. What? If I had like somebody there to be like, you're great, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just be like, yo, dude, you got the heart on monitor. You're totally everything's cool. Great. You're not breathing weird. We got the charts of your breathing. It's not weird. Here's some dude. You
I'd
know.
Still be like, I know it's weird. Your machines are wrong.
Let me out of this facility.
What you're doing is wrong. I am a human being.
I want, dude. Yeah, so that's been I've been mushroom crazy all week, dude.
Really?
I listened to that Joe Rogan with Paul Stamets.
I'll fucking mush out with you.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I want to get a little.
I'll mush out with you. What are you doing Thursday? Trying to mush?
I should mush out. I gotta find mushes.
My girlfriend will be pissed when she hears this. She'll
be like, are you doing drugs? Dude, mushrooms aren't. Tell.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna come clean.
She said that to Paul Stamets.
I took some mushrooms.
A little chocolate.
That chocolate. Matt had this concoction that was like, what was it? It was like weed oil and mushrooms.
Yeah.
I had a few cocktails, and me and Beezer were like, let's try one of these. Let's split this thing. So I've never done shrooms, really. I've never done shrooms. So, yeah. Like, I was sitting there, and I was like, this just feels like weed at first, because there was weed in it.
Yeah.
And then slowly I started, like, I could feel it. Yeah. It was like, I've never done shrooms, so it was like a full-on fight. I was like, whoa.
It's a weird experience.
I ended up just watching Dan Soder do Macho Man impressions for literally for, like, 3 hours. I was fully like, this is the best thing ever. This is... This is the best impersonation I've ever seen. Watch Dan Soder do Macho Man.
The Canadians will know. The Canadians will be like, oh.
Canada has a ton of Asians.
He's got a manhood.
Oh, a strong manhood. A very sensitive opinion. Oh,
dude, I had actually, that actually reminds me. So, I mean, I'll get into the whole thing, but basically, more or less, Friday night, I was fucked up. I was fucked up, dude. I made those capsules out of my little backyard experiment. I took hash oil and made.
That's like brewing drugs and random outside locations.
Well, I did an alcohol quick wash. So it's like you just strip weed with cold grain alcohol, then you boil off the alcohol, and you're left with, you know, hash oil. Just, you know, for the fuck of it. And I put it in capsules and figured I would try it out. I'm like, I tried to do the math on it, like the milligrammage. I'm like, way off, bro. I took this thing. I made dinner plans Friday night for like a nice dinner, dude. We were going to like Ocean Prime. So this is like basically like Capital Grill, like the shitty version of Capital Grill.
And you were fucking it.
So fucked up, dude. I told my girlfriend, I'm like, dude, I'm gonna just try one of these things. They're probably weak. And then like she's getting ready, and all of a sudden my left index finger, which by the way is still kind of numb, I don't know why, goes numb. And I'm like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden it hits me, and I was like, I can't go to dinner. And I'm pacing, and all of a sudden I'm like, fuck it, mind over matter, dude. And we went, we did everything. I'm keeping it cool. And then I sipped. It was to the point where we're sitting there, and she's like, she looks like she's like 20 feet away from me. We're at this table, and I'm just like sitting in like a chair, like looking at her. And then I sipped seltzer water. And it was, like, to the point where I sipped it, and, like, did you ever get really high and you eat and you, like, get real into the mechanics of your body digestion? Yeah, you feel food moving through. Sure. So I'm, like, drinking seltzer, and I felt where, like, the liquid went, and the bubbles just evaporated out of my face, and I was just drinking seltzer looking at her like, I'm so fucking... So we get wine, and I just, like, chug a glass of wine to cool myself out, and she's looking at me like, dude, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I was just, finally, I was like, dude, I'm so fucking high. And
was she all right with it?
She was laughing. She all was right, like, good. You fucking idiot. And then, like, so we had a good dinner. We were laughing. Then, like, of course, the weirdest person in the world came and sat next to us. And then she was like, look, and I couldn't stop looking. It was bizarre, dude. It was fucking crazy. But you bring me to my whole point. So we went out afterwards, and I got struck with the idea where.
Oh, God.
No matter what idea you got
fucking struck with at this point, it's going to be fucking retarded.
Dude. A club for white guys, or anyone really, who wants to practice Asian impersonations, but seriously, like no bullshit. If you laugh, you're out. So you have like a whole thing where it's like, oh, welcome. And if anyone laughs, it's like immediately you get escorted out. And you see who can last the longest, dude. Imagine renting out like a Radisson Inn and just like a conference room. Dude, just like, oh, whoa. If you laugh, dude, you get pulled out.
So yeah, like at each, it's like the World Series of Poker. It's just it's just tables, and you get like a meal. And it's like, oh, I'm very good. I'm very good. Everyone doing it loud.
Yeah. And if you do, like you'd have like speakers, and you have to like take turns addressing stuff. And if you laugh, you're out, dude. You're fucking, you gotta leave. Last man standing.
That's a great. That's, I mean, that's incredibly racist, but that's a good.
Well, but my, that's my thing. It's like, it's a serious practice. That's why if you laugh, you're kicked out. This, yeah, is guys this is just want
to see who can.
No, this is blast. Guys who want to work on their accent.
I understand, but
it's like if you wanted to like say there was like an acting gig that popped up. Like some people work on, yeah, Irish accents,
like the Great Wall or the Last Samurai, where you, yeah, need to be a white Asian dude.
Because in my head, I was like, well, I mean, if I was like studying Mandarin, I'd have to do the accent. So what the fuck? I switched language, and all of a sudden it's bad. It's like, come on.
Yeah. Well. You understand the difference.
I do. That's why you'd have to have utmost sincerity. That's why laughing's punishable by your execution.
You'd have to. You know what would help with the laughter is if you had a few Asian guys like stand guard.
They would be the, like, security guards kicking. Men. They'd be the guys kicking.
So
you,
like,
out.
You'd have to make eye contact with them when you laugh.
They'd be the ones kicking you out.
Yeah. Like, you. Oh. You fucking have bamboo sticks, oh, fucking whipping people.
That'd be so funny.
It used to be a gong for when people get eliminated.
They laugh at. Yeah, man, that'd be so fun.
We should do that at the Radisson.
We should
rent out the conference room. There's
like six dudes in there. Everyone laughs immediately and leaves.
How many people? If we had 7 to 8 listeners show up to that, how many dong hoods do you think would be on?
7, dude.
You think everyone's going all in on this?
Oh, I mean, I hope. I'm trying to bring back foreskin, dude. We got wronged.
Yeah. That's pretty much. No, it'll be fun. So it's on my social media, so you can check that out. I'm tired of even having to address these people. Yeah, I have so many followers now, dude. It's like, can I just give me a fucking second?
You should buy some.
I have like 1,000 followers.
You cracked fucking triple digits, bro.
I mean, so it's like, this is, now that I'm up in New York, it's like I have so many followers.
You probably, as soon as you cross the bridge, dude, you got 60 followers.
Yeah, I got notifications. It was just like, oh my God. No, I haven't done one comedy show in New York. I've been there for like 8 days.
You should secretly quit and just never tell anyone. Just live up there. Like, oh my God, I'm killing it, dude. It's going so good.
That's what Crick said he was going to do. He said he was just going to move to. He's going to move back to his parents in Lancaster.
And just pretend.
And just tweet from LA.
Did I ever talk about that on the podcast? I knew who pretended to live in California.
No.
I knew. I was like, when I was in college, I was plugged into all these like evil hippies and like. The evil hippie dream. A lot of them will like catch weed in the mail and all this stuff and sell it around here. And once an evil hippie caught enough weed packages in the mail, they'd get enough friends on a weed farm where they could just go out there and live out the hippie dream. And there's this one guy I knew. It was a total fucking psycho. He actually stole a dog one time from some guy who owed him money and tried to give me the dog. The guy I know he stole the dog from ended up dying. He overdosed on heroin. But So the one day I was at this guy's house, I'm chilling with this guy.
This is a hell of a
this is a fucked up story, but this guy, he was supposed to move to California, and he just, being an evil hippie, spent all of his money on ketamine or whatever the fuck he spent it on.
Hell yeah, evil hippies are the shit.
I fucking hate evil hippies. So then he lost all of his money. Some guy calls him and he goes like, he's like, hold on, man. He goes, hello. Oh, dude, it's beautiful out here, bro. It's so fucking nice out here. I'm never coming back. He's an Upper Darby. He was pretending to be in California.
That's great.
He's pretending to be in California. I think I talked about that before.
I mean, I basically am pretending to live in New York. The house I moved out of, I've lived in more.
Yeah.
Since, yeah.
You're getting...
This is where all my shows are.
Acclimated. That's true, too.
They're all in Philly and Lancaster, and they're all around here.
You gotta go where the work is, dude. Teaspoon in there, I'm drinking in my tea. Tastes really good, too. And I'm like sitting there. It starts kicking in, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes. I'm like,
that's early.
I'm feeling a little something, but.
That's early?
Yeah, dude, it's a little something. And I was like, it's manageable. This is chill. I've been getting real into being, like, so high and just not even bugging at all. Just being like, it makes no difference. Just go through your day and you just happen to be high. It's not a big deal. So, school day, dude. So I go to old Matt, he goes to school. And I'm like,
sitting in class.
Dude, it wasn't even before class. I got in there to print out all my shit. It was like, it didn't kick in for like 2.5 hours. Because I was like, yeah, man, this is really nothing. I think I really figured this out. This is great. 2.5 hours later, I'm trying to print this shit out about statistics. And I'm like reading this study and I'm like,
and all the words are just like, you know, you, do you ever try to read when you're really high?
No.
It's really hard. All the, it's just word soup, dude. All the word, you're like, you get halfway down a sentence and you're like, oh shit. Like, so I started doing this thing where it actually kind of helped now. When I read boring stuff, I just get like real into a real meditative state. I don't think about how boring it is. I'm just like, happen to be glancing at that stuff while I'm just chilling in a meditative state, as opposed to like actively trying to read it stuff. Just next level shaman stuff.
You're on next level shaman stuff.
So I was like, rather than being like, God, this is boring, I don't feel like I remember this, I just sit there and I'm like,
yeah, like my friend Russ gave me some fucking weed distillers to put in my tea. Next level shaman shit. I got high as fuck before class, dude. I'm just a shaman, you know.
Dude, so I'm like,
think about joining the National Guard. Shaman shit, dude.
And I immediately was like, no way, dude. So I'm in the thing. I'm like, fuck, I'm so very fucking high right now. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. So I was like, to the point where I almost hit the eject. I was like, I'm going to go home. I'm going to tell my fucking teacher, like, I'm sick. I'm just going home. No fucking way. Because class was in like 20 minutes. And I was just like, no way, dude. You got to fucking power.
Plow through.
Got to power through. Dude.
Become great.
What kind of fucking shaman are you, dude? And I was like, you have to be able to get through this. So I sat there, started reading the research. My little trick worked. That actually helps for reading while high, because I never could do it, which bothered me, because I two of my favorite activities, I figured I can combine them. I read enough of the research study, I'm comprehending. Dude, imagine reading like just like really complicated research while you're high, and just how dumb you feel, and you're like, what the fuck, I'm such a fucking idiot, what the fuck am I doing, I can't believe I'm high right now at school, I'm fucking 32 years old. But in my head, it was just like, yeah, right, dude. This is just a test. You have to get through this. And I'm like, yeah, you're fucking right, dude. You're sick. Let's go. So, dude, the classes are so easy, by the way.
You should have taken an Instagram post of you, like, holding a book and being like, every day is a test. Get through it. You're the best.
Sometimes you're high and you think you need to leave school, but you just need to get in class and just show everyone. Dude, so I go in the class. I always sit front and center. Teacher, I'm a total teacher's pet, dude. So I sit front and center.
Front and center, high as fuck.
I'm fucking lifted, dude. I'm sitting in my class.
Teacher, you probably thought you were keeping it together. The teacher probably looked down and saw you just like...
So, dude, so guess what happened? So then the teacher decides to do this thing. God bless her, but she had an idea. And I do like her, but she had an idea that, like, she wanted us to learn, like, how to, like, empathize with different, like, people of different cultures and really get in their shoes. That was, like, something from the reading. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. So, dude, so what she does, she... This is the fucking funniest thing. I didn't know she had done it earlier that morning, and apparently, like, completely was a nightmare in the class before us. So she was like, I'm going to put up three music videos, and you're going to, like, we're going to follow the narrative and help you guys, like, get into, like, the real, get into their shoes. And so it was just rap videos. So, like, I'm like, she pulls up. I'm like, no, I'm so fucking high, dude. I'm in the front row. I'm like, I don't want to talk about this, dude. This is crazy. So we're sitting there, and it's the first song was like, here's my ghetto story. You know that song with Alicia Keys? It's like, I remember them days when blah, 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 blah. And it's a guy, the Jamaican dude's going, bruh, bruh. So we watched the video to that. And I'm like, this is crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. I'm like, this is insane. So we watched the whole video, and we paused it. She's like, what do you guys think?
What do you guys think?
Whole class fucking crickets, dude. Old cusk, dude. Everyone had like the... They were thinking right, so they're looking away from the teacher. I was just like in awe of the situation. I was just like, I jaw dropped like this, and she's like, "You seem to be making very confident eye contact, Matt. What are your thoughts?" And I was just like, "Oh man, I mean, I don't know. I started talking about how I was like, yeah, I just, you know, the whole like thing about like entertainment and to try to like draw some sort of realistic depiction of people from, and like, and then I was like, but you know, I don't know." I mean, it's definitely weird. Like, that video is just crazy. I was like, I really like the song, too. So she was just like, she's like, I'm not asking if you like the song or not. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I don't know. I've heard the song.
You thought the teacher came in and was like, yo, you guys hear this yet? Check this shit out.
So I was like,
you know, I thought it was pretty good.
I was like, well, I don't know about it. In terms of popular entertainment, well, you know what? I don't know. I kind of like this song. And she's like, that's not what I want. And then, like, people start raising their hand and they were just like, you know, some girls is like, I don't feel it's like my place to really comment on this because it's not my story personally. And then,
hell
like,
yeah. That's all you have to say. In a very liberal school, all you have to be is like, that's not my experience. I can't speak on it.
That was good of her. Dude, the next video. So, you know, she's like, you guys got to start talking. This. I know you guys have opinions on this, blah, blah, blah. Next video, dude. It's the game. Whatever song, I don't know what's, I think when, like, you know, like, for every, like, a rapper will do, like, seven songs about, like, fucking chicks, selling drugs, killing people. for every 7 songs, they'll pull out like their heartfelt, like, man, why is it so fucked up out here? You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to grind.
Yeah. So, like, it was one of his songs like that. It was The Game. The video was just him just in fucking black and red, full blooded out with a red bandana hanging out of his thing. And then it was just like him, like, standing on his porch with, like, his hat, like, just sitting there, like, talking about, like, rapping about, you know, crime and, like, how sick it is and how sad it is for everyone, which is, like, I get it. It's sad to grow up in a poor black community. Like, you can't
do get it,
that.
Matt? Do you get it?
Yeah, like, I do. I do get it. I actually
how
do.
How dare you?
I do get it. I really
No, you
do.
Don't, Matt.
Dude, I was, well, I can't. I'll just jump on that later. But So then, like, so we're watching this video. It's so stupid. It's like this guy, you know, flying gang colors, just like, and then you'll see like a young black kid on the pavement dead and like the police there, and it's just like,
it's like, why we gotta kill each other? And then the next track on the album, that's fucking kill each other.
That's when I was just, when she,
I ain't
like
a pussy, kill
I was just basically like, dude, if you listen to any of his other songs, it's like shoot people, kill people, sell drugs. Yeah. And she was like, and then like the one girl got fired up and was like, he's obviously wearing gang colors, I don't understand why, blah 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 blah. And people were just like, yeah, and no one wanted to talk about it, dude. It was so fucking funny. Dude, third song was with some local Philadelphia artist that talked about black-on-black violence.
Hell yeah.
Whole class was like,
that's not true. That doesn't exist. That doesn't exist. Rubble, 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 rubble.
So then it comes to the finale, dude. She was saying like it was like she was trying to show.
The black-on-black violence thing, it's such a funny thing for white people to be like, either way, white people are at the root of it. We're too powerful and they're too weak. It's like, what are you, racist? You psycho?
Yeah,
they're accountable.
Yeah.
They can be held accountable.
For sure. Absolutely.
It's like, black on black, it only stems because of systemic racism from white people. White people are too powerful.
Yeah.
White people are the most powerful things on earth.
Black people can't be powerful because you need power to be.
Black people are they can't control themselves. We need to control them. They need help getting controlled.
What'd
you say?
I'm just saying that they can't be racist because you need power in order to be racist. Black people
and black
power.
People are absolutely.
I mean, they're very strong and powerful, but they can't have power.
They're
can't
powerless.
Be racist.
They're totally powerless. It's like, what?
That's literally.
What a crazy statement.
Dude, so we get through that, and the whole thing was supposed to be building like this, like, sad, traumatic story, and then finally a happy ending. So last, dude, can you just try to guess the last song?
Changes by Tupac.
That would, no. No,
no, what type of
I'll
song
give you a hint.
Thinking?
It's a T-Pain song.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm in love with a stripper? No.
It was All the Above. All the Above. And it's just him and some rapper like you'll never hear of ever again that came in. It was just like a video of a guy getting out of jail and standing in front of a like Lamborghini like All the Above. So like it was just a total fucking flop. And I sat there the whole time just stoned to the absolute bone, just like just watching my classmates like completely squirm. And I was just like,
oh my God.
I raised my hand for everyone. I was like, well, I mean, blah, blah, blah. I don't even remember what I was talking about. Lady's like, yeah, oh, thank you.
You were just blacked out watching T-Pain videos.
I was getting so woke, dude. I was sitting there like, well, if you think about it, dude, if someone kills your cousin, you probably want to kill them too. So, like, I kind of get why, like, you get drawn into it. But, like, and I was like, people actually, when they retaliate, go for, like, if you kill my cousin, I'd probably have to kill, like, 3 of yours. And then she's like, okay, that's
okay, okay. Okay, white guy in a sweatsuit, please, please calm down. If somebody wrongs me, I would bring a gun to class. So, okay, all right, all right.